But let's talk cricket, Jared. Joining us from cricket.com.au is Martin Smith. He'll be in Brisbane and, in fact, is there for the one-dayer tomorrow night. Morning to you, Martin.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, mate. From the tests into the one-dayers, and Australia seemed to be in a good place with a few of the Big Bash players being selected.
Yeah, they are. Obviously, Chris Lynn has come into the squad, and I'd be very surprised if he didn't make his one-day international debut at home tomorrow, which will be very exciting. I think we've all seen what he's done in the last couple of weeks. He's probably one of the most informed batsmen in the country and was a no-brainer selection. So if he can get another good platform from the top of the order and come in at sort of five or six, we could see plenty of fireworks again.
That's interesting, come in at five or six. So basically, they want to give him a role similar to the Big Bash and being able to have, you know, a crack. But obviously, the Big Bash, he can do it from the start. So the theory is maybe he comes in with 20 overs to go at five or six and does the same thing.
I think that's the idea. Yeah, I think obviously with, you know, David Warner, Usman Khawaja, Steve Smith, you'd think they'd be the top three. The number four spot's vacant with George Bailey sort of surprisingly getting dropped for this series, but you've got Travis Head there who's sort of been in and around the middle order for a while. So I'd imagine Travis Head about at four and then maybe Chris Lynn at five or six. So, but who knows? I think we should get the team announced today. Steve Smith's got a press conference in a few hours, so all should be revealed then.
So what about Travis Head there? I mean, is he starting to set himself here that he can cement his spot?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he got two 50s and a 30-odd in the series against New Zealand last month. His bowling's very handy as well. I think we've seen he sort of take that role from Glenn Maxwell as the, if they want to play four quicks, which they've done quite a lot recently, that Travis Head's that main spin bowler as well. And looking even further ahead to the tour of India, they're still looking for a number six spot. You know, Travis Head, I think he averages 60 in Shield cricket this year, can bowl some handy off-spin. He could be in the frame, you know, and if he gets some runs in this series, he'll put himself near the top of the list for that tour.
And Martin, Josh Hazlewood set to be rested. Billy Stanlake, 22-year-old, very tall man.
Billy Stanlake, we had him on the show a week ago, and he was just dreaming about playing Big Bash, Jared.
Yeah, and here he is. He's about to probably make his one-day international debut. But he's some prospect, isn't he? I mean, particularly with that height, in, you know, your ability to trouble the batsman and bowl pace as well. I mean, he could be a real handful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I first saw him at a domestic game at the start of last season. I just happened to be near recently retired Australian batsman who took one look at him and said, "It's blokes like this that make me happy I'm retired. I don't have to face him anymore because he's quick, he's bouncy." I was 145 kilometres an hour, and he'll really hurry up the Pakistan batsman. And you think about it, we could have an attack of Billy Stanlake, Pat Cummins and Mitchell Stark, which, if it's not the fastest bowling attack in the world, it'd be pretty close to it.
Geez, Mitchell Johnson, watching him last night, he'd be pushing up after watching him at the Big Bash.
Yeah, he's still got it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah.
Just bowling the four-over spells, but he was very sharp. And I suppose, looking ahead to tomorrow, that there would look like there was plenty of pace and bounce in the Gabba wicket as well. So we saw Tymal Mills, the Englishman for the Brisbane Heat, also hit Sam Whiteman in the helmet. So it looked like there was plenty of pace. But yeah, Mitch Johnson, very impressive last night. And he probably still could play international cricket if he wanted, given how fit he is and how well he's bowling.
Yeah, geez, he looks super fit, nearly as fit as me, Martin. we're talking with Martin Smith from cricket.com.au. Martin, what's the go with George Bailey?
I just think there's just too many options. You know, you've got someone like Chris Lynn, who's probably one of the best, most informed batsmen in the world, in Australia at the moment. You think you've got to get him in. And so for that to happen, someone's got to drop out. And George hasn't done a great deal wrong in the last 12 months, probably similar to Aaron Finch, but I suppose his performances were dropping a little. And when you've got guys like Usman Khawaja and Chris Lynn who weren't in the side, someone's got to make room. So it was an interesting decision, but I suppose when you've got someone like Chris Lynn in such hot form, you've just got to make room for him sometimes.
And Pakistan come into the game off an easy win in a one-day against a Cricket Australia 11 there in Brisbane. I mean, it's just Pakistan, isn't it? You don't know what you're going to get. But look, they've always been pretty good in the 50-over format. We know they've made a few World Cup finals, won the World Cup back in 92. But it's just whichever Pakistan turns up on that particular day.
Yeah, definitely. And they've got a few reinforcements from after the Test series. So hopefully that might sort of rejuvenate them a little bit. But they've got a lot to do because they're currently ranked 8th in the world. And as of September this year, the top 8 teams in the world qualify for the World Cup automatically. So if Pakistan were to lose badly in this series, they could potentially drop down to 9th. And then their automatic qualification for the World Cup is in serious danger. So they really need to win a couple of games over here to sort of shore up that top eight spot heading into September.
Martin, watching the end of the Sydney Test, probably towards it, you really felt that they'd lost interest in it. They'd became disinterested with it. So how different is this 50 side tomorrow compared to what we've seen in the Test?
Yeah, well, it is quite different. I think they've got guys that we've sort of seen before, guys like Shoaib Malik, Umar Akmal, these sort of guys, Muhammad Hafeez, who they weren't in the Test squad, and they're going to be big players for them in their batting lineup. So as I said before, I think it might just be, you know, they've had a long, hard Test summer that, you know, they really struggled. They got, you know, they did well in Brisbane, but then it sort of fell away from about halfway through the Melbourne Test. So I think it might rejuvenate them a little bit. You know, Misbah's not here. Yunus Khan's gone home as well. So there's a couple of younger guys, and hopefully they can lift a little bit and fight back in this tour.
Yeah, let's hope so. For just cricket followers' sake, that it's a ripper series. Hey, Martin, thanks for your time this morning. We can read it all on cricket.com.au. There'll be updated stories through the day on that webpage, particularly when the Aussie team is announced. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
Martin Smith there from cricket.com.au. What's the market telling us?
$1.25 for the Aussies.
$1.25?
Yeah, very well back too, Andrew. $4 for Pakistan and no money at all for Pakistan. They're yet in that series. So it's all one-way traffic and a stack of markets open. 27 or so markets you can bet on there for the first one day of there tomorrow. And your higher bat market, no surprise to see, a certain Dave Warner heading the market for the Aussies. $3.75. Steve Smith and Usman Khawaja, $4.25 each at two, and Chris Lynn, $5 to be the Aussies' top run scorer there in the first one day of tomorrow.